Chairs No Waiting, episode number 298, Mayberry Days 2014 Report. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up some of the amazing things they have over there that are related to the Andy Griffith Show. You don't want to miss them. Christmas is coming soon. No matter when you're listening to this, it's got to be coming soon. So head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. So executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 298, are two of them. It's Marilyn Meehan and Sarah Blaine. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. I just am so glad to have you right here in Mayberry with me. Every week, we try to get together to visit, and you know, some weeks we can, some weeks we can't. Last week I couldn't because you know where I was? I was in Mayberry. That's right, Mayberry Days. Wow, what a great, great weekend it was as well. Now, I guess I'm skipping ahead of myself a little bit. I started the week off at Life Lessons for Mayberry, a great event. It's early in the week, the same week of Mayberry Days. It's the actual Mayberry Bible study. They have it there at Ridgecrest, North Carolina. Definitely want to encourage you, if you have a chance, take the whole week of Mayberry Days off next week, next year, and go to both Life Lessons in Mayberry and then Mayberry Days. Oh, it's like a week of heaven. I loved it. Otis and I were over there and had a great time there at Life Lessons. I just can't tell you how good it was. Otis was able to get himself locked up in jail. There he is. He got himself locked up in jail, and then the room right next door to him had the barber shop set up in it, and that's where Leroy McNeese was doing his Bible study, along with Jan McNeese, his wife. They did it. They had the barber shop set up in there. Wow, what a great time that was. You definitely don't want to miss it. But here we are. We're ready to talk about Mayberry Days. So I want to encourage you again, if you've never been to Mayberry Days, head over to Mayberry Days because you would love it. Mayberry Days is the last full weekend of September every year. So mark your calendar right now for next year's Mayberry Days. You wouldn't regret it, I promise you. The weekend always gets started for Mayberry Days on, on Thursday morning. So the best part about Thursday is I don't have to work that morning. In other words, I'm not Floyd. Now, some of you guys may not know that. Let me back up just a minute. I play Floyd the Barber at Mayberry events around the Southeast mostly. And wow, what a blessing it's been. This year was the 25th annual Mayberry Days. And 21 Mayberry Days ago, in other words, this was my 21st Mayberry Days, I appeared as Floyd. That was for the very first time. I've been to 22 of the 25, and I've been Floyd at 21 of them. What a blessing that is, I got to tell you. I've gotten to meet so many absolutely amazing and wonderful people right there at Mayberry Days, and I definitely want to encourage you to head over to mayberrydays.org and check it out. They already probably have tickets for next year available right now. So make sure that you head over to mayberrydays.org, and the link will be in the show notes, and get you a ticket for next year. Now, let me tell you something special that happened to me. I was on that Thursday morning. I was there in Mount Airy, and I'd gone over to the Snappy Lunch to eat. Now, wow, that is very special because their breakfast is almost as good as their pork chop sandwich. I was over at Mayberry on Main and was met there by a fan of the podcast. Oh, my goodness. I can't tell you how much that meant to me. Marilyn Meehan showed up there at Mayberry on Main and said, "You're Alan Newsom, right?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "I'm so glad to meet you. I've listened to all your podcasts." And, it really was amazing for me that I was able to meet her and greet her there at Mayberry on Main. And what was even more amazing, she had driven to Mount Airy all the way over from Fayette, North Carolina, and had brought me a button that has Floyd on it on the cover, and it had it made and everything, and brought it to me. It's a button you pin on your shirt. It's probably about 2 inches around, but that was very thoughtful of her, and I want to thank her. So she is one of the producers of today's podcast, because she definitely brought a smile to my heart. So I really do appreciate that. Just that was very kind of you to think of me, and got the Mayberry Days adventure started off. Wow, really well. But let's head on over now. I'm telling you, after that, here's the actual kickoff for Mayberry Days. It happens every year. The Mayberry Days Golf Tournament on that Thursday morning. We get together. The tee off is at about 12:30, I do believe. But the folks start arriving about 11 probably, and you'll see folks like Barney will be there, David Browning, and all the cast members that are at the event pretty much have made it into Mount Airy by then. So James Best, Jackie Joseph, Maggie Peterson, Margaret Carey, George Lindsay Jr., Leroy McNeese, Karen Knotts, let's see, Elizabeth McCray, and Morgan Brittany. I hope I didn't leave anybody out. We're all at the Mayberry Days Golf Tournament and got up and said a few words to the golfers as they prepared to head out to hit some golf balls. And so that's always a lot of fun. So the tee off occurs, and then everybody heads out to the golf course for a round of golf and fellowship and fun. And man, the weather this year was unbelievable. Beautiful weather. It couldn't have been any nicer, to tell you the truth. I knew the weather was good on Friday and Thursday and Friday because nobody said anything about it. Everybody complains about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. Well, in this case, nobody complained about the weather and didn't care about it because it was absolutely beautiful. So it was a great weekend kickoff there at the golf tournament. You know, everybody, as I said, spoke. And then after the golf tournament, they have a big event there, and the golf tournament's name is the Emmett, by the way. Emmett is named after Emmett Forrest, who one of Andy's childhood friends, and a great man if you'd ever met him. He loved to play golf. And then it's followed by a banquet inside the big banquet hall there at the Cross Creek Golf and Country Club. And people receive prizes for the longest drive, the longest putt. You know, they also receive prizes for being the worst golfer all the way up to the best golfer. So it's a great time by all. And the cast members, again, get up and speak to everybody. And we put on a little bit of show after, of course, everybody's eaten and had their chicken dinner or whatever particular meal they're serving that year. And the cast members get up to speak to everybody and just enjoy and entertain in front of each other. I can't really describe it. Leroy McNeese got up and sang. So did Elizabeth McCray, sang that old Black Magic, just like she did on Gomer Pyle. And I do mean, you know, just like she did. It's exactly the same. We even had Elvis there. He was singing with us. Michael Hoover, a great Elvis impersonator. He is really just a huge fan of the Andy Griffith Show. And so he comes to Mayberry Days every year and just adds a lot of energy and excitement to the shows that we do, because he sings and you have the cut ups is what I call them. I don't know a good name for them. We have, you know, Barney and Floyd and Howard and Ernest T and Otis and everybody doing backup singing for him. And I just tell you, it is a great kickoff for the Mayberry Days weekend. I want to encourage you to go there on Friday morning. Because that's all over Thursday night, you know, by about 8, 9 o'clock, you're back home. You got time to rest and visit with people. So the next day at about, I think, 10 o'clock is when it starts, is the Mayor's Proclamation down at the Blackman Amphitheater. And you get to go down there, and people sit up on the hill and are able to see everybody on stage. And all the cast members are there and are greeted, and the mayor reads her proclamation to the crowd about Mayberry Days. And every year it gets seen a little bit better than the year before, because this year was one of the best, because so many people were on the stage talking about past years, because many of the cast members have been more than one time to Mayberry Days, most of them several times. Betty Lynn even lives, you know, Thelma Lou lives there in Mount Airy. So she's always there. And she's so everybody gets up and gives just a little bit of a remembrance of years past and just looking forward to the coming day that are going to represent Mayberry Days. This year they actually had some, I think they call them bottle trees, where they have a tree with wine bottles all over it. Well, Otis really liked that. And Barney actually said, you know, in Japan they have origami trees. And he said these were Otis-gami trees. So that was just a little fun. If you weren't there, it may not be funny. But the cast members, again, and the mayor and town councils, there's representatives, all kinds of dignitaries at this kickoff to Mayberry Days. And there was a wonderful quilt that was made. I'll talk about it a little later. It had all the T-shirts from the past 25 years right there sewn into it. So it's a beautiful quilt. And Pat Coleman, she's the one that made that quilt. And she and her husband are the ones, if you watch the video version of this, would be the ones who provided the pictures you're seeing. So there's pictures from Mayberry Days on the video version. Sorry, you audio listeners. Don't mean to leave you out. And you're not left out. But if you want to see the pictures, you'll have to go watch the video. Sorry. I can't show pictures on the audio version for some reason. Anyway, there's the after the proclamation, folks head downtown. Now, downtown, you'll see there were more tribute artists this year than I have seen in years. They were everywhere, it seems like. Yeah, all the way up to a Barney down in front of Mayberry on Main, who had rigged up a whole thing so he could stand there and do the scene like where he was hanging himself in the closet, you know, where he's stretching himself so he can get taller. He was right there doing that right on the street, and people were coming by and taking pictures of him. He even had people bring him things to drink and eat because they said they needed to fatten him up. It was great. The town of Mount Airy for this entire weekend turns into the town of Mayberry. And you'll see Mayberry squad cars rolling up and down the street. As I said, you see tribute artists on the street. Fans are everywhere. And there's even news crews wandering around. And if you're looking close, you saw Henry Bennett. Henry Bennett in our boat. Henry Bennett. He was walking around. Rick is a great fan of the Andy Griffith Show. And we always called him Henry, so he started dressing up like Henry. It's great. He even was carrying around one day a TV set with him. He had a TV set he was carrying around. He had his number 6 7/8, so he was carrying it around as well. There's diners that you can eat at. If you don't eat at the Snappy Lunch, you can head over to the diners at Barney's and eat it. There were families there visiting with one another. There's a whole group of sisters, four of them, as a matter of fact. Sue, Donna, Pat, and Joy. Hope you're listening. We're there on the streets just enjoying Mayberry Days. And eventually, around 2:30, I believe it was, Rodney Dillard started his show. And Rodney Dillard performed right there. Now, I skipped, actually. Karen Knotts. Karen Knotts was there. And she had her show tied up in knots at 12:30. So it was right after the mayor's proclamation. And then after that, you got to head over to the Rodney Dillard concert. He was doing a tribute to his brother Doug, which was very, very touching, and had a great show there. And the quilt that I was talking about was on display right there in the Playhouse. Now, coming up on Saturday, which is I hadn't even gotten to yet, and we're well into the show, they were going to auction this quilt to raise money for the Surrey Arts Council and for Mayberry Days itself. So it was on display to draw interest, and it was going to be a live auction, not a silent auction like we usually do. But it had every T-shirt, the front of every T-shirt for all 25 years of Mayberry Days. And Pat Coleman did an amazing job. About 4:30, and well, at 3:30, they had the children's trivia contest. And at about 4:30, everybody started lining up because it was time for the World Championship of Mayberry Trivia right there at the Blackman Amphitheater. And Otis, Kenneth Junkin, works every year hard all year long to come up with questions for this event because they are the winners, the champions past, I should say, are so good at the trivia that it is almost impossible. Now, this year's trivia, I should say, was won again by Pat. Pat, the lady in red, if you see her, she's won several, many, many years. And there were 21 questions, a possibility of 22, because one question was a bonus. And the winner, Pat, she only got, Pat Bullen, she got 16 right. 16 right. And then Mike Hallivan, he was in second. And Dennis, that I've just gone blank on his name, from the Knoxville chapter. He'll kill me. Mr. Swump himself. He was third with, I can't remember, about 13, I believe. So it was a great competition. And followed by that, immediately following that, we had all the, is Dennis Bill. Thank you, Alan. Thank you. It came to me. So maybe Dennis will forgive me. Immediately following the trivia contest, the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter, the I Mayberry community, and the Two Chairs No Waiting listeners, you guys, all got together for a photo and a meet and greet session that was absolutely amazing. And that picture will be posted online very soon, so everybody can get in there and post their links to themselves. I'll get it on our Facebook page or something so we can do that. And definitely post it over at I Mayberry community. So I want to thank Neil Coleman once again for taking the photo this year in the absence of my lovely wife, who stayed home because my son had a band competition on that Saturday. Which I'm glad she was able to do that, and I know she was. That was her first missed Mayberry Days since 1993. So it was a great event. There was probably about the gathering there of the internet chapters. There's probably about 30 to 40, maybe more. I hadn't counted them there. It was a lot of fun. So that night, I should tell you, I don't have anything to show you about, but that night they had James Gregory, the comedian. He was there at Mayberry Days to perform for everybody, and everybody loved it. Great show. He was hilarious. So that ends Friday. I probably missed something along the way, but if you want to know what happened, you should head to Mount Airy sometime, and you can still pick up a Mayberry Confidential. The Mayberry Confidential is the newspaper for the Surrey Arts Council, and in the back of it, it has a complete schedule of everything that went on at Mayberry Days. That's how you know what to do. So if you go to Mayberry Days in 2015 or any coming year, pick up a copy. They're at every store in town, and you can find out exactly what's happening and which things you want to go to. But if you want to go to a show that's got tickets, you need to order them before you go, because you're not going to get them once you get there. So the next morning, we're up bright and early and head over to the BB&T Bank and start lining up for the Mayberry Days Parade. Starts at 9 o'clock. So we're up at 8 o'clock or so. Guys, we got to go get something to eat, you know, because that's just, we have to do that.
You have to get something to eat. You got to get your energy going.
Anyway, so we go and get us something to eat and head over and line up, and everybody's lining up. All the cast members are there. Tribute artists are running out their ears everywhere. And the streets this year were lined all the way from the bank to the playhouse. There's usually some gaps in the parade route where there's not too many people, especially at the beginning. But this year, there was a constant, you know, 3 or 4 people deep at the beginning. And then it just kept getting deeper as you headed more downtown. There were multiple Ernest T. Basses there. One of them even had a possum around his neck. Because he was saying, you ask a boy has dirt under his fingernails, he'd know about possums. So there were people everywhere, people playing music. It was a wonderful sight to behold. And immediately following that was the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Silent Auction. The Silent Auction is organized by Jeff Kuntz and raises money for the Surrey Arts Council and Mayberry Days to help put it on every year. And this year, there were some amazing items in the auction. There always are. Very creative people. One of my favorites that I saw just glancing over at it was a little red wagon with little packages in it. So it looked like the wagon that Aunt Bee pulled that, you know, call the man. Just call the man. I loved it. There were all kinds of other things. Dewey Lamb is very creative and creates all kinds of stuff. Mike Johnson actually painted a painted Old Man Rimshaw. So there was a color painted version of Old Man Rimshaw in the auction as well. Friends, if you've never been to the Mayberry Days, make sure you go. And if you go, make sure you go by the silent auction, because you might get one of these one-of-a-kind pieces of art. And I have to say that they are art. One of the things that Dewey made, and let me just tell you how creative it is, it was a bird's nest with eggs in it that said, "Winkin', blinkin', and nod the early years." It was like mounted on a plaque. It was great. Oh, there are so many things like that that were there, all the way from furniture polish from Foresters to, I believe there may have even been some water from Myers Lake. I know there has been in past years. They were all over. And people from the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter helped man the booth. And so do some other people that volunteer. And they raise money. And this year, I think they raised a little bit over $3,000 for Mayberry Days and the Surrey Arts Council with the silent auction. That's grown from in the early years being about a $1,000 donation we're able to make to up to $3,000 now. So Jeff Koontz deserves a lot of credit. Then they had the auction, the live auction for that quilt I was telling you about. That's T-shirts from the past Mayberry Days. Well, let me tell you, folks, that was some exciting stuff right there, because that one quilt, that one beautiful quilt by Pat Coleman brought in, I think, $6,200. It may have been 64 is what I heard another report say, but I was thinking 62. So it doesn't really matter, 62 or 64. I couldn't have got it. But it brought in money that would help Mayberry Days and the Surrey Arts Council stay afloat. And just that's a lot of money. So in that one, you know, several hours there from about 11 o'clock until 12:30 or 1 o'clock, they raised almost $10,000 for the Surrey Arts Council. So, wow. Later in the day, we had Professor Brower's class, which Joy Ellison was here this time. She played Effie Scobie. You remember her? And she was also the little Opie's girlfriend when she came in, and he was going to sing. He thought she should have won the Miss Mayberry contest. And, "Hail to thee, Miss Mayberry. Oh, hail to thee." Anyway, you get the gist of it. We had the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Rogers Club meeting, which was great. This year, we always honor some people at the Rio and Rogers Club meeting with some awards. This year, the Mayberry Friendship Award, I think, is the first one that was awarded, went to Jill and Robert Shelby and Joyce and Don Kernan. They all four won, so they each got a plaque, because I figured, you know, we figured two because it's couples. They do a lot of stuff behind the scenes, and they were presented their awards. It surprised them, but I tell you what, they're some real Mayberry people, and it's the Mayberry Friendship Award, because they show the friendship of Mayberry in their daily life and how they just fill everything from there. The next award was the Jim Schwenke Award, and this year the Jim Schwenke Award, which again, it shows it's given to people who demonstrate a Mayberry feeling toward people or Mayberry attitude throughout their life and years. Went to Paul Mulick. He wasn't present, but we presented it to him just the same. And then we had a picture of all the chapter members. Wow. I'm just running this down very quickly because there's so much. Then we had the topper of the entire weekend. I'm sure I've skipped some things. But we had the Colonel Tim's Talent Time, where James Best and as Roscoe Picotrain, which I hope he doesn't hear this because that wasn't very good, and David Browning as Barney competed to see who is the best deputy. It was just one highlight. There were so many highlights throughout the evening, including Alma Venable singing with her boys, her grandsons, and their band were playing for her as she sang a song about Mayberry, and dressed as Aunt Bee, I might add. And we had, of course, we had the Mayberry Choir with Barney and his super sensitive microphone singing. That was great. Jackie Joseph and Maggie Peterson did a wonderful routine with Phyllis Eaton, who is Maggie's sister. They performed for us and sang. And Kara Knotts was wonderful. Smoke on the Mountain. George Lindsay Jr. sang and dressed in a goober outfit, just like his dad. And I tell you, he was definitely channeling his father, because he was funny that night, telling jokes and singing some songs. And then, Margaret Carey came out. She's 85, I believe I got that right. She even came out there and tap danced. Now, she was Helen Scobie, Andy forecloses, that was her. Leroy McNeese sang, and then they topped the whole evening off with Elvis as he came out and got everybody dancing and singing to some Elvis songs. All the cast members of the entire Colonel Tim's night were out on stage singing and laughing and having a good time. The crowd was clapping along. Friends, I can't explain it to you if you've never been to Mayberry Days, but if you've been and you're hearing this story, it should definitely make you look forward to heading back. Because Mayberry Days is a special, special event that only happens once a year, and you don't want to miss it. Wow, that's a lot of stuff. Did I even talk about Sarah? Let me tell you one last story. I was standing and talking with some folks, and a guy walked up to me and said, "Hey, I just wanted to tell you my daughter's going to come over and talk to you in a little while, and she is a huge fan of your podcast." And so I said, "Well, thank you. I'll be glad. Yeah, I'd love to talk to her." So she came walking over. I didn't see her. I didn't know it was her. He said, you'll know who she is. And I said, okay. So a little bit later, a little girl came walking over to me, and her name is Sarah Blaine. And she walked up and just won my heart. I got to tell you, Sarah, this podcast is also produced by you. I talked about Marilyn at the beginning, and it's also Sarah Blaine, because I met a lot of people over the weekend, and a lot of people this year actually mentioned listening to the podcast. I want to thank all of you for mentioning that to me, because it meant a lot. It really did. And both Marilyn started the week off like that for me, giving me a button. And then Sarah wrote me a little letter and drew a picture with her hand of a turkey. She says, "Happy Thanksgiving" on it. And she just talked about being I was her favorite actor. And so anyway, it meant a lot. And so, Sarah, I want to thank you. It was very nice to meet you. It was very nice to meet everybody that I got to meet this weekend. And that's really what it's all about, folks, is go to Mayberry Days. You listen to this podcast. I know you love the Andy Griffith Show. That means you may not realize how many other people are just like you. And you go to Mayberry Days, you're going to run into people who are going to be open, ready to talk to you and love on you and just say, "Hey, I'm so glad to see you." Because every year you go back, I've been going for 22 years. It's almost like a family reunion for me. And I can't tell you what it means to have people coming up and saying, "Hey, I love the podcast. Thank you for doing it." It really makes me want to keep going. So I thank you for that. And I want to thank all of you guys that were there for doing that. And I want to thank you personally, listener, as you're listening, for listening to this show and putting up with me all this time. Folks, I would love to hear some of your reports from Mayberry Days. Did something special happen? Did you meet somebody you had never seen before? Did you meet a cast member? Yeah, did you meet something? Meet somebody. If you did, call me. Let me hear it. I'd love to hear your story. 888-684-8415. Call me. We want to hear it. 888-684-8415. You can also email me if you want to and say hi, floyd@imayberry.com. Or just drop by twochairsnowaiting.com, and all that information's there. Folks, thank you for everybody that was able to go to Mayberry Days and say hi to me. And thank you for listening. If you weren't able to go, I hope this got you a little bit of a feel for it so that you didn't feel like you missed out completely. So until next time, folks, we'll see you then right here on Two Chairs. No Waiting. Good night, everybody.